My name's Karen Kennedy. We've come up the road today from Armagh, and we really came today just to get a wee bit more knowledge on devices and accessibility features that could maybe make the girls' life a wee bit easier in school.
So who's with you today, Karen?
I have my daughter, Charlotte Kennedy, and my niece, Katie Mallon, and my sister's with me as well, Helen.
So it's a bit of a girls' day out, actually.
It is. Yeah. It's turned into a girls' day out. We're going to have to go for dinner.
Excellent. And so what have we all found? What have you been to check out in the exhibition?
Well, we found we've got a new... We didn't know, but the Libraries NIE have a brilliant site online where we can actually download ebooks, which was brilliant to know that. And we have also the EAs.
The books that we can access, the
books in a larger font, which is brilliant as well for the girls, because I know as they start to read novels, it's called RNIB Bookshare, but as they start to read novels, a lot of the time the font's too small for them and they're put off by them right away. So this is nice that they can go on and actually get a book in the font that they need, which is lovely. And we also looked a little bit at the little pen readers where we can take a photo of text and it'll read it back to them, which is pretty cool as well. And like, we can definitely see where it would make life maybe a wee bit easier in years to come when they're writing about on their own, you know.
What was your favourite part, girls? Have you enjoyed it?
Yeah.
Has it been fun? What was the most fun part?
Probably the story.
The story.
Guide dogs, wasn't it?
Little smells for each part of the story. So it was actually the Gruffalo. So the Gruffalo smelled very bad, didn't he, girls?
Yes. Oh no.
Yeah, it was pretty stinky, to be honest. And then different parts, the good parts of the book smelled lovely, didn't it?
Yeah.
Do you like stories?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, so you're really keen to find lots of ways to get more stories.
Definitely.
Brilliant. Well, that's a good thing. I remember I've got a little boy at home, and I was used to love reading the bedtime story with him. His eyes work perfectly well. Mine don't, so I always used to read the story in Braille to him. So I was reading with my fingers.
Yeah.
And I wanted to be able to do that like all other mums and dads want to be able to do that, right?
Yes.
So very important to find different ways to read. So brilliant. It's been a worthwhile visit then.
It really has. It's very eye-opening, yeah.
It's been brilliant. And it's also brilliant that it's on until 7 o'clock. So we were able to come up after school today and the girls have got a brilliant day out and a good opportunity to see what's about, haven't you?
Yes.
So have you been to school today?
Yes.
Wow. So you went to school and have you had any tea yet?
No.
Is it? Okay. I won't keep you from your tea. I bet you're super hungry. All right.
Thank you so much.
Lovely to meet you all, and thank you so much for visiting us. And thank you for being on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks so much.